Welcome to Google Ads Unleashed, the podcast that helps you harness the power of Google Ads to increase sales for your online business. In an ever-changing Google Ads landscape, we uncover the latest strategies, techniques, and best practices for creating effective ad campaigns that deliver real results. And now your host, Jeremy Young.
Hello guys, and welcome back to Google Ads Unleashed. And today I'm going to be talking about a topic that bothers many e-commerce brands, and that is the pollution of branded traffic in their Google Ads. Why is that a problem? I get many e-commerce businesses coming to me and they say, listen Jer, I think our Google Ads are working, sort of, but it seems like they're too good to be true, or it feels like there's a lot of sort of inflated traffic in there, and that could oftentimes be tracking problems or other things. But the core issue that we see is that a lot of people understand the value intrinsically, that the value of a branded search is completely different to the value of a non-branded search. Why is that? Because a non-branded search is a complete new customer, right? So traditionally, they say you have to spend like five times as much to acquire a new customer than keep a customer. And based on this logic, branded search is a lot sort of easier to acquire. So how do we at Y&D solve this problem, or at my agency, solve this problem that these businesses come to us with? We do this with brand exclusions, right? And in this episode, I just want to dive a little bit into sort of a couple of ways of doing this and why you should be doing it. And we also do this with existing customer exclusion. So I want to start with that one. So existing customer exclusion, something that we would typically do if the strategy of a client is definitely to 100% only target new customers. And that is, it depends a little bit on the strategy of the brand. Like some with some brands, you have a lot of repeat purchase because they're usables, or they are sort of, you know, something to eat or whatever, perishables. So with it might be a little bit different. But with us, with most of our brands that come to us, they want to exclude existing customers from their marketing. That makes sense, right? So the way you do that is you set up a audience list within Google Ads. So you can do that through Zapier, you can do that through Klaviyo. There's many ways of doing this. You can upload it manually if you want to, you know, really bother yourself with that. But generally speaking, that's the process, right? So you do that then, and then not only do your campaigns work better, but that's fodder for another episode. But you can also actually exclude these audience lists from all of your campaigns, whether it's your brand search, whether it's your DSA, whether it's your prospecting search, whether it's your PMAX campaigns, etc. So that would be the first step, and that is how you eliminate sort of that lower funnel traffic, if you like. Usually when you do this, you will see a bit of a bump in the performance of your Google Ads already, because now you're making your account actually work for people who are not your customers, right? So that's the first step. The second step then is to invoke some sort of level of brand exclusion in your prospecting campaigns, and funnel all of that into your branded campaigns. So generally speaking, you should always have this sort of shift. Why? Because as in many podcast episodes, which I've mentioned before, essentially you can steer three things on Google Ads level. The first one is what you actually are advertising, you know, what kind of keywords, what kind of products, etc. The second thing that you want to do is you want to actually, you can control the daily budget, right? And the third thing is your bidding strategy. And what the brand and non-brand split is about the all three of them, right? Because for brand, you want to ideally not dedicate the majority of your budget, because that's the sort of low-hanging fruits. You want to acquire new customers. So that's where you want to acquire budget. So have different budgets for it. The second sort of thing is you want to obviously have this dichotomy between brand and non-brand in order to gain new customers as a new business, as an e-commerce business owner. And the third thing that you will want to do is you want to have a widely different bidding strategy, because your existing customers are much more, people who know about you are much more easy to acquire. So yeah, I've even done like a LinkedIn post the other day asking what people think is the best bidding strategy for brand. And that's maybe another with another podcast episode. But basically, the setup that we then do is to not only exclude the customers from our existing prospecting campaigns and top funnel campaigns, but we also add brand negatives. So there's many ways to do this here. So the first way is you can either request an account level negative from your Google rep or write to Google, but obviously you would exclude your actual branded search traffic as well. So maybe you want to have an entire different account just for branded traffic, right? If that's what you wish. A bit of an unorthodox method, but that's one way. The second way would simply be to exclude brand as a negative keyword. That, of course, doesn't work with PMax, because PMax doesn't have branded do negative keywords, but it does brand exclusions, and that's the third way. You can do brand exclusions as well on search, but the disadvantage is that'll force you into using broad match, which is a bit of a weird thing, but there we go. That's how that works. I would just use negative keywords for search and shopping. Now, what's the ideal setup? When you say, okay, all of my my agency right now, or my Google Ads guy or whatever, clearly PMax is working really well, or shopping, I know clearly, obviously there's no brand exclusion. So how do I, you know, the first step is to obviously come to us and message me and let us do it and take over the accounts. Because if they haven't done it so far, then, you can ask them if that's part of the strategy, but generally speaking, it's out of ignorance, neglect, whatever. The second sort of reason why I lost my thread for a second. The other reason might be that ignorance, right? That they've just don't know how to do it or didn't know that it was important, but it is important, and I can tell you that straight. Because what's Google going to do? If you set a ROAS target of 300%, let's say, it's going to dedicate all of the daily budget just on brand search. Of course it will, because that'll easily reach the 300% ROAS target. So you have to force Google into doing into finding these new customers for you. So if you have PMax, do a brand exclusion, and then what we have been doing is to just set up a catch-all shopping campaign, and that just targets all branded search. There will be some non-brand in there, but you never can get a full clean split. We've been using some scripts to actually help with getting a really clean brand split, so that's something that you can try. You can do another PMax campaign that it does not have the brand exclusion. That's a bit unorthodox, but it has worked. We're doing this with a very, very large client, and it's working perfectly there. So just something to maybe have a think about as well in that regard. I've been talking to another very good Google Ads guy this week. And he's been doing the following. So he's been going to levels where he would exclude brand from all of his top funnel campaigns. Then he would set a shopping campaign up at high priority, so gets all of the sort of branded traffic, but and all of the other non-brand traffic. But what he will do is he will negative brand in there, okay? And what will happen is all the branded search will pass through there, and then he'll have another shopping campaign where all of the branded searches will be hoovered up. And with that top funnel campaign, he just sets really low bids so that it'll practically never serve. So all of the branded search will pass through that, go to the branded shopping, boom. And all of the non-brand stuff will just sort of puff into nowhere, because that campaign will never, never, ever serve. So there's many ways to skin a cat here. Clearly, it always depends. But in the short and sweet episode, really the call to action for you business owners should be, is there a proper brand and non-brand split? And if not, then there is, unfortunately, balls to play. No, not that bad, but you should probably follow up on that. And if you want to do that, you just have to reach out, jeremy@younganddigital.marketing. You can send me a message on LinkedIn. You can send me a message to via the website. Just get in touch either way. And on that note, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Google Ads Unleashed. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. If you found value in today's podcast, please share it with others and leave a rating and a review. For more information or to connect with Jeremy, check him out online at www.younganddigital.marketing. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.